required guidance so that all of you can make most of the retreat. I strongly do recommend certain things which will help you to make your retreat very nice, and which are a little untypical of what we usually have in our temples. When we started to give retreats, we noticed that in our temple program there is a strength and a weakness. The strength is that they regularly take place at the same time, and that they are very much in harmony with the tradition of our ancient parampara, our line of teachings. The weakness is that many devotees have developed a kind of mechanistic approach to their spiritual practice. Also, the members of our congregation often come to me and say, after so many years, I have not really had significant spiritual experiences which carry me forward. So we designed these retreats to answer this need, the need of spiritual experience. Spiritual experience is the most convincing proof for you that you are on the right path. So in order to help you make these significant experiences which are now necessary on your spiritual path to do the next steps, we have designed these retreats to be very experience oriented. But this will only happen, you will only make your own experience if you participate fully with full concentration of your mind and of your heart. Especially Hare Krishna, du bist mit deinen Gedanken tausend Lichtjahre woanders, das kann man sehr deutlich spüren. Verstehst du mich, wenn ich so Englisch spreche? Das ist nicht das Thema im Augenblick. Gut, gut, schön. You can see, I really want to take everyone who is here and I make it my personal responsibility to do my best or whatever I can so that you make the experience which is just right for you, which Krishna has put along your path. This is very... I want to say this. So we give these retreats already since quite some years, and in Goloka Dham we have also given many retreats, but as far as this quality which we want to offer, to give an experience to everyone, this is only our second retreat. We did one before on Panchanga Bhakti, but this is a second one. And as much as I know that many of you have many things to do, I request you to give as much participation as possible. It's difficult for me to help you grow in your spiritual life when you come only in and out like occasional visitor and so on. I know that in our temple we do have a little bit this kind of custom, that we take part on an optional basis in the spiritual program, but here is something which I recommend you to take to your heart and be there as much as possible. I know that some of you have planned the week in many other ways, and I'm grateful that you are giving whatever time you can give. I'm grateful for this. But for the others, I really recommend to make a schedule in your life so that you can participate fully. As you know, my name is something which you don't know about me is that I have a glowing yes, a glowing yes inside my heart. I feel Krishna consciousness is so very wonderful, and I want to prove this to you. That's about me. I'm a man with a mission, in other words. You all have read the announcement, Krishna Samadhi Seminar. You might have asked yourself, what is this all about? What is Samadhi all about? It's usually a term from the Ashtanga Yoga path. What is Krishna Samadhi? And I myself was looking for a long time for a title for this seminar. I knew what I wanted to teach, but I didn't have a title until I stumbled about a passage or across a passage from the Krishna book where Prabhupada defines what is Samadhi. He says, persons who are constantly engaged in the transcendental meditation of seeing Krishna internally and externally, by thinking of him playing the flute, entering the Vrindavan forest and tending the cows with the cowherd boys, have really attained the perfection of Samadhi. Prabhupada says that seeing Krishna both outside and seeing him also inside in your heart, this is Samadhi. Samadhi means absorption or trance. And he continues, Samadhi or trance means absorption of all the activities of the senses in a particular object. And the gopis indicate that the pastimes of Krishna are the perfection of all meditation and Samadhi. So I'm now thinking about the translation. The translation is very loud. And it is difficult to absorb all our senses in Krishna with such a loud translation in the background. So wir machen das ein bisschen geschickter jetzt. Wir kriegen das hin mit der Übersetzung. Vielleicht rückt ihr einfach so zusammen wie in einem indischen Tempel, wo ihr das Knie des Nachbarns in der Magengrube verspürt. So eng seid ihr zusammengeschlossen in transzendentaler Vertraulichkeit. Hare Krishna. Samadhi, what is it? Let us recapitulate. It's the total absorption of all the senses and the personality into one object, the object of meditation. Or to put it into the terms which Prabhupada uses, it's the full Krishna consciousness. That's Krishna Samadhi. Now, how to do that? We will learn. We will learn different meditation techniques. We will learn in the discovery lecture what really is bhakti. I believe when you hear these lectures, you will see, wow, there's a lot for me. I'm so grateful that now I really find out what this is, this bhakti. You will have workshops where I will request you to do different exercises to go deep in your absorption. And then in the afternoon we will have a guided japa session by Gaurahari and his apprentice Sharanga Thakur, the top two. And then in the evening we will hear Krishna Katha, we will sing to Krishna our hearts. It will be an a program which will help us to really go deeper in our absorption. See, when you can absorb your mind fully into Krishna, at that time all the problems of material existence are over. Because when the moment comes to you where you can be totally absorbed in Krishna, you will have attained yoga or connection with the Lord through the most important of your senses, that is the mind. In material life, we are not really absorbed in Krishna, but we are absorbed in our own little self-constructed world, and we suffer from separation of God. In this seminar, we will start working very seriously on correcting this problem of the distracted mind and the distracted life. But we will come to the concentrated mind and the concentrated life. That's the idea of this seminar. And you will soon see how this whole seminar or whole retreat is creating a sacred space for you where you can really experience a significant and hopefully lasting transformation. So samadhi, I want to repeat this, means the complete absorption with undivided mind. The principle here is the absorption, the engagement of the mind with Krishna. And our examples are three. We have three examples. One are the gopis who every morning stayed back in the village of Vrindavan and every morning saw in their hearts the activities of Krishna which took place at another part of the Vrindavan forest. But because they were in samadhi, in the trance of full absorption, they could connect with Krishna although he was far away. Another example for us will be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, as you all know, for 520 years or so ago, and he taught the human beings of his time a simple path of full absorption in Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name. And we will hear a lot about this, especially tomorrow evening in our Leela Katha. There will be very significant discoveries from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings. And the third examples who teach us samadhi are the great souls, the sadhus. Prabhupada gave an example of one of these sadhus. It was a brahmana in South India who would every day read the Bhagavad Gita. But he was like a Western devotee. He could not pronounce the Sanskrit very nicely. In fact, he pronounced it very faultily. He couldn't read. So many times when he was trying to recite the Bhagavad Gita, there were like a big group of people who ridiculed him. Also eine Riesengruppe von Schaulustigen, die sich lächerlich über ihn gemacht haben. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this brahmana as he was trying to recite the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, Savantamanski Parirarari. You know, he said it so wrong in the Sanskrit, and everyone was going, there he is again with his faulty pronunciation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at this Brahmana and he could see the Brahmana was crying. He had tears of ecstasy in his eyes. So after the Brahmana had finished his recitation, he said, I'm looking at you and you can't pronounce the Sanskrit and everyone laughs, but you seem to be in bhava. You have ecstasy in your heart. What is your secret? What is going on here? And the Brahmana then told him something so beautiful about our subject, Krishna Samadhi. He said, my spiritual master told me to read daily the Bhagavad Gita, but I can't read. Still, I'm trying to follow his order. But the moment I open the pages of the book, I see a lovely scene before my eyes. I see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has become the charioteer, Vagnlekha, of his devotee Arjuna. And when I see that God has descended to the human plane and serves his devotee, ecstasy comes into my heart and I must cry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied and said, you are the real knower of the Bhagavad Gita. So, this is an example of absorption. Someone whose mind is totally and entirely connected with the subject matter. I want to ask you a question today. What is it in you that stops you so that whatever you are doing, you are not giving 100%? That you always stay a little bit back. What is that? If you can answer this question at the end of this retreat is successful. We all have our Bremsmechanismen, or in English, we have brakes in our lives which are hindering us to fully and 100% give ourselves. Even as I'm giving this class, about 40%, no, 30% of you are not yet listening fully. You are in your own world. And that will change at the end of the retreat. Samadhi, full absorption, full participation, full life, the ecstasy of life. That is what we are talking about here. And this is, when we learn this, then our life is perfect. Prabhupada wrote here, Samadhi doesn't mean something artificial. Your heart should be completely absorbed in Krishna thought. That means Krishna consciousness, Samadhi. Without diverting your heart and mind to any other business, if you simply are engaged 24 hours in Krishna's activities, that is Samadhi. That is Samadhi. Prabhupada is very clear about it. So by yoga process, one has to come to this platform of Samadhi. That is the perfection of yoga. And this Krishna consciousness is directly that stage. And then he gave the example of this Brahmana who opened the Bhagavad Gita, and the moment he did it, he was there. He was gone from this world and was in full Krishna consciousness. Samadhi is not an artificial thing by pressing your nose. No, no, no. Hare Krishna. Very grateful for this wonderful excerpt. I was in Zurich a few days ago. Or was it a few weeks ago? Life is going very fast. 1 week ago, I think. And I had we had one very nice guest from Vrindavan, a dear friend of ours, Pundarika Goswami, who wanted to give an example of samadhi from the Indian tradition. And I liked it very much. It also appears in the Bhagavatam. In India, you find an insect. It's called the bringi insect. This bringi insect somehow catches another insect and then makes it a prisoner in a house of mud or so, a small thing on the walls. You might have seen in India. And then he seals the wall with its saliva and with a little mud. And then it is all day before that house, and it will make the sound bring, 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 bring. Therefore, it's called bringi, the insect. And it somehow makes that sound bring, 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 bring. Now, the insect hears from morning till evening the sound of that bringi insect. Bring, 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 bring. And that becomes so absorbed in the consciousness of that bringi insect that, now listen to this, it changes its constitution and becomes also a bringi insect. That's how these insects multiply. They don't do that by sex life like ordinary insects do, but they do this by bring, 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 making the sound, and the other insect becomes so absorbed in that bringi insect that it turns into such an insect. It's an often found example which you can see in the Bhagavatam, which makes the point which I would like to also make, that whatever you engage your subtle body in, that becomes manifested in the gross form. What is created on the subtle level will manifest on the gross level. Let us think for a moment about it. Your desires, which you cultivate, your mental attitudes, which you cultivate, will manifest after some time in a certain life. The life, or the gross manifestation, always follows what is happening on the subtle level. I would like to give you an example which you are very familiar with, and that's how you are here and sitting here in this room. You saw our Bhavini's first class graphic design of the Krishna Samadhi seminar, and you thought, let me go there. I also need some Krishna Samadhi. And you first had it in your mind, and now your gross reality is this. You sit here. Krishna brings this principle in the 8th chapter of the Gita. He says, whatever you think of, that will be your next destination. And this human life, Frank and Anna Lakshita, this is a very important point, is a unique opportunity to learn to think of Krishna. Because then, when you die, you will go back to Krishna in a spiritual body, like the bringi, like this insect who meditated about this bringi insect who was before the house. It became a bringi insect itself. So this is, this whole Krishna consciousness school is a school of absorption, where you have to learn to just think of Krishna from morning to night, so that when the time of death comes, you are ready for your ultimate transformation and you go back home, back to Godhead. And this is what we will teach you in 1 week. My dear devotees, from you, my dear guests, from your laughter, I can see that you know that it's not possible in 1 week. What we can give is, we can give you some hints, some ideas, which need to be cultivated in your life, so that you bring them to life. I would like to give you an example of a dear devotee. Her name was Saranandi. Saranandi was somehow, she left her body maybe 2 years ago. She was an example for all of us in great absorption. She would always read, she would always surround herself with Krishna impulses. When you would ask her how she is, she would say, Krishna's mercy, and so on. And she somehow trained this, to take all the world, as much as possible for her on her stage, to take all the worldly thoughts out of her mind and just have a positive, fresh perspective in Krishna consciousness. So that at the time of her departure, she was already fully unconscious, but then when the moment came and the devotees sang, Jaya Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar, like this, she opened her eyes and in full consciousness left her body, because she had prepared well, she had trained during her whole life. Sometimes we might have seen, oh, this person is a little bit, let me say, has turned her attention away from the world. But that's good for the ultimate success in life. The worldly successes, they come and they go, and so on. It's not as important as the spiritual successes in your life. Srila Prabhupada therefore says, this full absorption in thought of Krishna is the highest platform of bhakti yoga. And you find in the scriptures, like Padma Purana, verses which tell us how we need to absorb ourselves. Smatavya satatam Vishnu vismatavyo najatu chit sarva vidhi nishedasyur etayo eva kinkaraha. This verse tells us what is the whole point of Krishna consciousness. Krishna should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be servants of these two principles. To always remember Krishna, never forget him. Full absorption. Now, I would request you now to enter an exercise. In this exercise, you will explore a little bit what you already know about absorption and what you feel you can do to improve your own absorption in Krishna. And it's very important, these exercises. They are more important sometimes than just the listening. The listening prepares us for these exercises. And I need to ask first of you, did you all bring a pen and paper? Who has no pen and paper? Wow. These are the Germans. We will get papers, pens. While the devotees get different pens, now I would like to request you to bring all your pens and papers out, who have them. We will do a few of these contemplative exercises where we will activate you a little bit. Krishna Karuna has some more paper and pens. Yeah? Who has no pen and paper, please raise your hand so she will give it to you. Guck mal, Krishna Karuna, wer noch nicht hat. Hier kommt von Siamnam, please, bitte, bitte meldet euch, dass ihr Pen und Paper habt. Mm-hmm. I thought Germans always have paper and pen. And those who absolutely do not find any pen, Kanupriya hat noch kein, they can also just think about it. It's good enough. Okay, we are all set. Even if you should not have a pen on paper at this moment, you have all? It seems. Wow, this was a very fast action. I would like you to first of all sit a little bit straight. What we will do is we will access the areas in you which you usually don't access. The subconscious mind is much more powerful in all of our lives than what we consciously know. We are often influenced by the subconscious mind in terms of our moods, in terms of our decisions in life. Those who know the psychological movement know that people often don't do things because they think they do it for a certain reason. They do it for a reason which is unknown for them. The reason comes from an area of their personality which is much more powerful than what they consciously know about themselves. So, I want to ask you a little bit now to just look around a little in the room. I will soon ask you to close your eyes. When you are ready, please close your eyes. Now usually when we close our eyes, we think this is now the time to fall asleep, because that's what we do when we go to sleep. But there are other reasons why we can close our eyes, and this is, in this case, the reason to be incredibly concentrated. So I wish all of you to close your eyes and remain more concentrated than with open eyes. Please concentrate your attention on your in and outgoing breath. Whenever you breathe in, tell yourself internally, in. When you breathe out, tell yourself internally, out. As you breathe in, please breathe in a feeling of joy and gratitude. Breathe into your heart space. And as you breathe out, consciously let go of the tensions. Now leave the plane of your mind and go to a scene. Go to a bank of a wide river. Those of you who know the Ganga or Jamuna, go there in your mind and sit down. Watch the beautiful waves of the holy river float by. Maybe the sun is setting, some birds return home to their nests before the night falls. And picture yourself of how you wish to be in a few years from now. Picture yourself as a person who is very much absorbed in your spiritual life. And from this place, engage in some free writing. You can slowly open your eyes now. And I request you to write on your piece of paper or note block. I want you to describe your ideal of full absorption. Be concrete. I want to be fully absorbed. I want to do this. I want to be like this in my service. I want to read daily, maybe. I want to think of Krishna, not for you. Those of you who are more like Kuvalishaya Vishwakarma Prabhu, that is, very talented artists, you can also sketch, you know, paint a picture of how it is to be fully absorbed. Describe your ideal of full absorption. We will write this question down for you so that you can look at it. It's important that you let come whatever comes to your mind and put it on a piece of paper, because after some time we will ask you to share this with your neighbors and to discuss it a little bit. These are just notes for yourself and whatever you like to share with a neighbor. That's good. We won't publish it on the web page or in a book, you know, so write freely. Do you need more time, or I see some of you are still writing and others are already have completed the exercise already. Good, so now I request you to turn to your, you're not answering? It's all right? Bhavini, finished? Good. Now I would like to, if you return to your neighbor, maybe who's just next to you, that is good enough, and then you can discuss with them about your own program of absorbing. Oh, oops, Sorry. I'm I'm too enthusiastic. My next question is, can you write a few questions? I'm a little bit too fast. I'm sorry. How is your absorption at the present? With this question, I mean, how are you in absorbed in Krishna consciousness? Do you think often of Krishna? Do you never think of Krishna? Do you sometimes think of Krishna? Where do you see yourself in terms of your own samadhi in Krishna consciousness? That's a good question, isn't it? Try to be as honest as possible here and describe maybe the good points where you feel I can sometimes think of Krishna, but also maybe the challenges. Maybe you would also write why you are sometimes more absorbed, and the other question is why you are sometimes less absorbed than you wish. You have maybe 30 more seconds. I see some of you are still writing. You can write in what is the key points or Stichwörter. Okay, now we come to the last question, which I find to be the most, let me say, positive question, or most, let me say, empowering question is, what can you realistically do in order to increase the level of your own absorption in Krishna? What can you realistically do? Make something like a program, but it should be a realistic program. For instance, you might like to say, well, I listened to that class in the afternoon and I think I will read more in the Bhagavatam, even if it's only one or two verses a day. Something like a very concrete plan to increase the level of your absorption in Krishna consciousness. You have about 5 minutes. Really, you can put bullet points, Stichpunkte, yeah, bullet points. Maybe thank you very much. I would like now, where you have moved the subject matter a little bit in your own mind, where you've thought a little bit about what the subject matter means for you at the present moment, I would like to you to turn to your neighbor and discuss with them about the three questions. And please make a special note. Please listen before you do this. Please make a special note what the other person can offer you as maybe a perspective, a new perspective which comes to you, where you can learn something. Because, see, we will try to go deep into the subject matter of absorption, but you need to first be online with the subject. You need to connect with the subject. You need to arrive where you are in terms of Krishna Samadhi. Only then you can learn something. Maybe there are some questions which you have. Maybe you would like to hear about esoteric things about in terms of Raganuga Bhakti. Maybe you are at this stage a little bit stuck. Maybe you are, you know, it's important that you move the subject a little bit. It's not just some we don't want to waste your time with these exercises. They are very, very important. But I can see from the atmosphere this evening that some of you are really hesitating to engage yourself fully because you live a little bit in your own thoughts. And that is natural, but we want to really see how we can go into the subject matter and go a little bit deeper in it. Please start now. So, Hare Krishna, ich glaube, es ist gut. Meint ihr, ihr seid fertig? Nie, nicht? Mit dem Thema. Ihr merkt, das Thema hat Kraft, nicht? Ihr seht, wie wir anfangen, so ein bisschen aus wie Prasad am Leichen. Ups, ich bin ja nicht bekannt für meine Komplimente. Yes, I was thinking this subject matter really has strengths in the sense of we begin to understand this has something to do with the real life. It's something which is essential for us. In fact, the whole spiritual practice which we do is really meant to bring us to a point where we can, as we heard from this text from the Padma Purana, think of Krishna always and never ever forget him. Now to come to this level of always thinking of Krishna and never forgetting him means really to come to what the yogis call samadhi or trance. When I was with hearing a little bit what you were discussing, I came to one pair of devotees, two devotees, who were talking to each other, and one devotee said something very wise. I don't want to, bring myself into a stress zone by now thinking I have to really every second of the day think of Krishna, and if I don't do this, I'm disappointed with myself. The other devotee took that up. The devotee said, now, I would like to think 100% of Krishna as much as I can do 100% on this present stage. So, in this seminar, we will really try to increase the level of our ability to absorb our minds in Krishna. And for this, there is something very important. You need to sleep enough and rest enough so that you are not as diverted as on the first day where you are some look tired and so on. Yes, because we have had a long journey. I would like to now kidnap you, bring you away from Goloka Dham to Vrindavan Dham, which we will see. Maybe can we bring the esoteric light out? This it's possible. And I would love you to make a simple exercise. Let me ask you, who has visited Vrindavan Dham up till now? And of you, those of you who have not visited Vrindavan, who wants to go to Vrindavan one day or another? Oh, that's almost everyone. Elias, were you in Vrindavan? Warst du schon in Vrindavan? Du warst, bist Mayapur man, ne? Yeah, good. So, Vrindavan is a place where Prabhupada has said that the whole atmosphere is conducive to absorbing ourselves in mind, in our mind in Krishna. There, he says, the people are thinking of Krishna, the rivers are thinking of Krishna, the trees are thinking of Krishna. Vrindavan on this earth is a small replica, Ebenbild, from the Vrindavan in the eternal spiritual world. And the mood there in of Vrindavan is absorption, full absorption in Krishna. So we will now show you a slideshow. It is called A Day in Vrindavan. We will sing and we will go on a little parikrama or journey through Vrindavan. And we will see some saints who are giving a nice example of absorption in Krishna consciousness. We will see some, Tulsi plants, holy places, and we will end our journey at a very nice temple, the temple of Radharaman. And you should just sing Hare Krishna, you should sing along, we will do bhajan, and think of yourself of being in Vrindavan. Our man who took the Madanga has also, who brought the Madanga, has taken the Madanga. Is there anything we can do about this? Yeah, then you can bring it and give it to Kuva Lishaya Vishwakama. And Kuva, you will play as decent and sensitive as always, and not loud as sometimes. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jai Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Deho Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Yes, Krishna, Hare Bol. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Aibo! Jaya Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Go Premanandi, Adi 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 Bo. This is the land of absorption, and we will have parts in our meditation or in our workshop which are called Always in Vrindavan, where we will learn how to absorb ourselves in this most congenial atmosphere which can help us to be absorbed. And before I stop for today, I would just like to really request all of you. This is a very important chance for you to learn to be, for you to learn to be more present in what you do. You know, when you are more present in on the level of Krishna conscious, that means more conscious of Krishna, more absorbed in Him, you will become more absorbed in everything which you do. It will have, in other words, a good effect on your whole life. And especially when you learn to become more absorbed in Krishna, you will get empowerment, you could say, or spiritual energy, you could also say, which is and more important, even blessings for the other parts of your life outside of your spiritual practice when you live your life. So it's a very, but if you cannot be present even with the most important things, you will not be present in the lesser important things, and your life will suffer from a culture of distraction. All right, so I will request Manu Nandini now to give us a few tips or what to set a little bit the frame, because in these retreats we have developed something new, something which can help you to make most of your own retreat. So we will give this microphone. Is it one microphone?
Hi Krishna. Welcome. such a pleasure to see you all. Some of the faces we have seen in Radadesh, the Japa retreat, some of the faces we know from Switzerland, some of you visit really regularly our retreats, and thank you so much. We are so happy and pleased that you all participate and encourage us in creating something which we call the retreat culture, or experiencing spiritual life and also getting to know about Krishna in a very successive way, where we try to train the devotees to go deeper. And for all of you who have visited some of our retreats, you mainly know how we work. We do a lot of active learning. We will invite you to do the exercises with us. So it will be very, very nice if you can take pen and a paper with you for each session. And we also always encourage you to actively participate in the way that you reflect upon what you have learned, what you have heard. So, for instance, just now you had this intro, or the entering the retreat lecture, where Maharaj was speaking about what samadhi means and why we need to be absorbed internally and externally and so on. So you can just maybe in your mind just reflect upon it, just summarize, try to remember some of the points, or think about the point which struck you the most. And to even... I've been requested to talk a little slower. And we have also seen, or studies have shown, but we also saw through the experience of the many participants, that you learn best if you not only hear something and think about it, reflect about it, but if you share, if you write about it. And then, of course, the best way how you will learn and imbibe everything that you have learned is if you yourself do something about it. So you can make a little plan how you want to implement these things in your life after the retreat. Maybe you want to do a workshop yourself in some of the subjects and present it to your local community and so on. In this way, you will really get the most benefits. So why is this retreat a little bit different than the previous ones? It's because we have added a certain element to it. And we call it living a more sattvic, a more balanced life. Last year in December, when Sachinandan Swami visited the Ayurvedic center in Delhi, he spent there 3 weeks, or 18 days, it's almost 3 weeks. And he had a very regulated daily schedule. So he had times when he had to go to bed, because he had three assistants who were working on him. So they would come and say, okay, now you have to go to bed. In the morning you have to wake up at this time. They would bring him food at a certain time. They would do different therapies, at certain times. So he was requested to do his sadhana at a certain time and to move in such and such way at certain times. And after the 3 weeks, Maharaj felt so transformed. And we were reflecting on this. And that's when the idea came, actually, that why don't we implement, or why don't we take some of the aspects of this great, great experience into our retreats and inspire devotees to live, for the time of the retreat, a little more sattvic lifestyle. So that the experience of Krishna consciousness is not only while you hear or while you practice your sadhana, but it's also brought outside of the practice. So you actively, consciously engage all the time in thinking how you want to live your life. And sattvic life is based on four pillars, so to say. The four pillars are healthy eating, healthy nutrition, then healthy sleep. You all know how important it is that we have enough sleep if you want to digest things well, because our intelligence gets really developed, or good sleep strengthens our intelligence, by which we can absorb better. Then we need to do some exercise for our bodies, and also we need to monitor our thoughts. So we need to have positive thoughts. And these four pillars are there, and they will help us to create an inner atmosphere which is very conducive to absorb what we are going to hear and learn here. I was searching a little bit in the Vedabase about what Srila Prabhupada says about goodness and pure goodness. And there are many statements where Srila Prabhupada says, you cannot develop Krishna consciousness without developing goodness first. Because from the sattva platform, you can actually, he says, hear properly, you can see properly, you can smell properly. And like that one verse in the Bhagavad Gita says, it's 14th chapter, the 11th verse, it says that when sattva guna predominates our body, then all the gates in our body are illuminated by knowledge. And we are going to experience happiness. And Srila Prabhupada, he really literally said that if we live in ignorance or in passion, we cannot actually attain Krishna. So it's very, very important to come to the level of sattva guna in order to transcend it to Shuddha Sattva, where Krishna is based. So in our retreats, we offer you a little bit of this. It's like a little push or a little hint so that you can see if you would like to implement something in your daily lives. And this is, we would like to request you to go on time to bed, like that you really try to sleep late as at 10 o'clock in the evening, so that you can wake up in the morning more well rested. And we will meet every morning at 6 o'clock and 15 minutes in the temple room, where we will chant japa together with Satchinandana Swami. And after the group japa, we will have the regular deity greeting and guru puja. And then we will have the class. And after class, we will have a breakfast, like usual. But this time, we are going to try to serve you a breakfast which will not be that strong, like we usually use in our movement, because usually it makes you a little tired afterwards, and then you cannot really be participating in the workshops. And we are also going to ask you, request you, if possible, to also be there for the yoga sessions, which will be just after the workshop at 1 o'clock. They will start also in the temple room. The workshop will start here at 11 o'clock. And it's so important, because we have seen in many retreats, and we have also received feedback from the devotees, that when they are just sitting so many days and just getting knowledge and reflecting but not moving, that somehow or other by the fourth day they start to feel really, oh, I cannot take anything anymore, and I just have to go out and move, and the knees hurt and the back hurts. And you know, when you sit down and your knees hurt, you, how can you focus? Or if the blood circulation is not working properly, how can you really digest what is being taught? So we would really like to encourage you. We also have one workshop which we wish to do in the nature with you. And we will tell you everything in advance, if weather allows us. Yes, and definitely positive thought. So if possible, try during these 5 days, if you see yourself maybe lamenting, or if you see your catch yourself how you feel a little discomfort, just try to see why you feel like this and try to change your inner climate. Maybe you will feel, oh, this devotee is like this or that. And then just try to stop for a moment and look at it and just consciously try to make another action or choose another action. Choose to think positively, to see things in a more positive way. You will see that we have tried this in Switzerland in our last retreat. And it really, really helped the devotees. We even had a complaint-free rubber band, which we gave the devotees. So whenever they would complain, oh, Kuvala Shaya still has one, then it would help them to become more conscious. But here we thought, okay, let's try it in a little bit more mellow way. But so if you can remember these four principles, just healthy sleeping, so if possible to not talk too long in the nights and so on, to wake up early enough to be there for group japa, then to do the exercises. If yoga is not an exercise of your choice, then you can take the time and just make a little walk in the forest, in the nature, just be a little bit moving, that we are not only sitting and being closed in this wonderful building, And then try to monitor your thoughts, how you're thinking. And also when prasadam is served, maybe don't be disappointed if it's not feast every day, if it's maybe a little more simple. It will be done with a certain reason, but definitely it will be nourishing and tasty. And just try to be more aware of if you eat because you need to eat or if you eat because you are emotionally disturbed. Just try to be more conscious. Just these 7 days, or 5 days actually, starting with tomorrow. And we can guarantee you that this will really help you or support the whole experience or really absorbing the knowledge which you're going to hear here. And definitely, just the last request, share as much as possible with your partner, with your neighbor, or write what you have learned, or just make a journal to do something about it, reflect on the points. Maybe you're going to hear in these classes some points which are going to strike you so much, and then when you're going to think, okay, when I end the retreat, I'm going to think about them. But try to think about them even during the retreat, so that you don't forget. Because we'll get many, many inspirations. Yes, so that much from our side, from this. We are trying to engage you as much as possible, to be as much as possible active, so that you can receive as much as possible. Is this all right, or do you feel discouraged? You think it's all right? Okay, good. Thank you so much and have a wonderful retreat. Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna.